By the way, thanks for coming over. I mean, I know that you're my best friend and everything, but you're the only person I could really call because of everything that I've been going through and everything that I've I just didn't know how to tell you without you judging me, and I know you probably wouldn't because you are the closest person to me, but I didn't know how to tell you. And I guess that I'm really happy that you came over because I don't think I could probably spend another day without you. Right now it's just very hard. Like, I think I loved him. And yet I'll never know because it never actually happened. And I'm trying to move on. And yet every day I just feel like shit. Every day I try so hard to figure out why I'm so caught up in him and so caught up in the memory of him, and yet I seriously don't know. I'm just so focused on him and whether he's with someone else or if he's still doing the same things he always did. But I think the reason why I miss him so much is because I'm happy. Okay, yes, you're right, I do talk fast. But what I mean is, I was so stuck in a place where I was always depressed. I never was able to be myself, never able to actually be happy. And when I met him, I had actually healed. I was okay. There was nothing wrong with my life, and there was nothing wrong with me. You know that. And then when I met him, it was just always warm. And I was always so happy. And this is gonna sound really cheesy and don't hate me, but now that he's gone, it's so cold. Every day is so cold, and yet I'm happy. Nothing has gone wrong. I've gotten everything I've wanted since then. It's like things have gone, probably gone better. But again, I don't know. I don't think I can ever kiss a person like I kissed him. This is probably so stupid, and I'm glad you're just listening, but looking at him and seeing him, and when he touched me, it was like fire. When he kissed me, it was like fireworks. And you know those stories when people say, when we kissed, it felt like fireworks exploding in my body. I never actually experienced that until then. And I don't want to experience that with anyone else. And I know that's probably wrong to say because there's a whole bunch of fish in the sea. But I want him, you know, specifically. Does that sound really weird? Maybe. But I'm trying. I'm trying to get over him. I mean, I haven't said anything to him. He hasn't said anything to me for a month. It's gonna be two now. All that time and effort I put into him, I don't want to put into anyone else. I still want him. Yes, I know I have to get over him. I know. And I'm starting to. I'm really starting to, but I need your help. Yeah, I know you're always gonna be here, but something else. We've been best friends for a very long time. Too long, in fact, I think sometimes. You know me, I know you, and you also know parts of me, and I know parts of you. Since we were each other's, you know, first. And we've done it multiple times since then, but we're platonic. We're best friends. There's no feelings attached. There's never has been. Never ha- No, shut up. I'm nervous, okay? We will never have anything like that. And I know that from all the years we've been friends. And I trust you enough to tell me if you do feel that way anytime. But what I can say is, I need your help. I don't want to feel cold anymore. I don't want to be in pain. I just want the pain to go away, and I want it to be because of you. And the one thing I always want to do with him, and the one thing that's stuck on my mind, is sex. Is sex. The parts of his body I've seen, the parts that I probably will never be able to touch, the parts that someone's already touching now, and I don't want to think about it like that. But I want you to help me with that. And I love you. You're my best friend. Can you help me? Please. Just once. Maybe twice. I mean, we can always have fun. It's not about me being sad, honestly. It's about us having fun and me pushing that memory out of my head. Out of my head. With a new memory. Your memory. Our memory. I don't think I can, since the last time. I don't want to keep hurting. Please. Yeah. I promise I will continue to use you, but I just need to get over my hump. Is that okay? Just the hump. Nothing. Nothing more, nothing less. And I promise. I promise if you ever need to. Anytime. I'm here. Okay. Can we, kiss? Maybe? I miss kissing you. Fuck. Take your shirt off. God, I forgot how good your body looked. Anyway. What do you want to do first? I could do anything you'd like. Huh? No. I could do it for you. I mean, I'm the one that asked, and you probably... No? Okay, well, can I... Wait, can I take my pants off? Jeez. Okay, here. Okay. There it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. God, your mouth feels so good. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, you... Let me... Take your pants off. I want to see it. Take it out. Come on. Oh, fuck. I forgot how good it looked. How good it was, actually. Come here. I miss this.
Please.
You must be really close. I can feel it twitching inside of me. It feels so fucking good. Shit. Shit. You don't have to hold back. You fucking dick. You're close. Okay. You can go wherever you want. Okay. Tell me when you're close, and I'll lean up and I'll push them together. And you can come all over my tits. I want you to come all over my tits, please. Please. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. You did not have to collapse on me like that. Get off. Come on, let's lay down. Thank you. Honestly, that's really good. Thank you. I said that, but you're my best friend, and I just wanted to say thank you for being my best friend. Thank you for helping me, too. And, I really needed that. Can I, kiss you again? Should we, maybe go again? Yeah? Okay.